先读段的圣经。
Let's read some scripture.
路加福音，新约圣经，路加福音第五章。
New Testament, Book of Luke, Chapter 5.
这一章有点长，不过我们不会讲了很久，大家放心。
My message won't be long.
不过因为这个一共39节的缘故啊，我们还是弟兄和姊妹我们轮流的念过一遍。
Brothers and sisters, read it alternately.
好，我们弟兄先来。
Brother first.
耶稣站在伯尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去，西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。有一回，耶稣在一个城里，有人长满大麻风，看见他就伏伏在地求他说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。大麻风立刻就离了他的身。耶稣嘱咐他，你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又要为你得了洁净，照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，对众人做见证做证据。但耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。有一天，耶稣教训人，有法利赛和教法师旁边坐着，他们从加利利各乡村并犹太并撒冷来的，主的能力与耶稣同在，使他能医治病人。有人用褥子抬着一个摊子，要抬进去放在耶稣面前，却因人多寻不出法子抬进去，就上了房顶，从网间把他连褥子坠到当中，正在耶稣面前。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，你的罪赦了。文士和法利赛人就议论说，这说奸枉话的是谁？除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？耶稣知道他们所议论的，就说，你们心里议论的是什么呢？或说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说，我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人当众人面 面前立刻起来，拿着他所躺卧的褥子回家去，归荣耀与神。众人都惊奇，也归荣耀与神，并且满心惧怕，说：我们今日看见非常的事了。这事以后，耶稣出去，看见一个税吏名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：你跟从我来。他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆宴席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说：你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？耶稣对他们说：无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。他们说：约翰的门徒屡次进食祈祷，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独你的门徒又吃又喝。耶稣对他们说：新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，岂能叫陪伴之人进食呢？但日子将到，新郎将离开他们，那日他们就要进食了。耶稣又设一个比喻对他们说：没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上，若是这样，就把新的撕破了，并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。但新酒必须装在新皮袋里，没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总是说陈的好。好，感谢主，我们圣经就暂时念到这里，我们下面再有一点祷告。主，我们何等感谢你，让我们常常可以在你的同在里面和众弟兄姊妹来享受你爱的宴席，让我们可以在你的爱里面彼此的交通，让我们享受你在基督身体里一切的丰富。我们感谢你，无论在哪里，只要有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在他们中间。主，我们感谢你，你自己亲自主啊与你的教会同在。我们何等的感恩，主啊，无论在哪里，主啊，你自己都留下7000人未曾向巴黎屈膝。我们早晨愿意在你的面前一同的再把你当着的感恩来献给你，让我们一同在你面前来思想你话语的时候，我们实在承认我们人实在是这样的这样的有限，我们何等巴望你借着圣灵在这里来开启我们，实在让我们不是听见人怎样来讲论，真的愿我们心灵的里面的耳朵都被你打开，愿圣灵今天向我们所说的话，无论是讲的、翻译的，还有在这里一同听的，我们都能够被一个灵所感，让我们都一同听见圣灵今天 向我们说话的声音。我们只能这样谦卑地来到主的面前，仰望主的怜悯，听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。我们读过这一段圣经哈，我想我们有些的地方不是一定很熟，不过呢，大部分弟兄姊妹对于这个西门彼得的经历总是比较熟悉的。
After we read this scripture, I know most of us we are familiar. Maybe we don't know all of them, but we all know about the story about Peter, Simon Peter.
哦，这个彼得的经历是非常奇妙的。
It's very amazing about the experience.
彼得是主特别拣选的一个门徒。
And then God has chosen Peter.
主在这个门在彼得身上。有许多美好的工作。我不知道弟兄姊妹刚才这样的略略念过以后，你有没有一个感到非常的稀奇？
I don't know if you are amazed after we just quickly read this chapter.
每次我读到这一段圣经的时候，我里面都很稀奇这个彼得他所做的见证。
Each time after when I read this, I was amazed about the testimony from Peter.
弟兄姊妹，如果假设我是彼得的话
，For example, if I were Peter,
如果我是这样来经历的话
，If I have such experience,
今天让我站上来做一个见证
，And then let me stand here to testify.
弟兄姊妹，你想想我会做什么样的见证？
Can you imagine what kind of testimony I will give to you?
我觉得当我读过这段圣经的时候，我觉得我至少首先应该做一个两船鱼的见证。
And then if I'm here, I probably will testify there is two boats of fish.
你知道吗？我们的主何等奇妙啊！
You know, so how wonderful is our Lord?
那天哈，主耶稣在那讲道。
And that day, the Lord preached over there.
讲什么我也忘记了。
And I didn't remember what he preached.
啊，我也没听懂。
I even didn't understand.
因为我正忙着在那里服侍着。
Because I was very busy serving him.
因为你知道那个船它要离岸以后啊，那个船是不稳定的。
You know the boat is it's not stable after departed from the shore.
所以我们的主他要坐下来讲道了。
And our Lord have to sit down to preach.
那我彼得呢，就要在那里一直让那个船呢要稳定住的。
And then I as Peter, I have to make the boat stable.
所以呢，我在那个忙着服侍呢，主讲什么我也忘记了。
So I couldn't remember what the Lord preached because I was busy.
他讲完以后吧，主就特别奇妙，他让我这个。开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
And then after his preach, and then amazingly, the Lord asked me to, go to the deep water and catch fish.
我们是打鱼的。
We are fishermen.
他是讲道的。
But he's a preacher.
我们是知道哪里有鱼的。
We know where the fish are.
啊，开始的时候我一点都不顺服的。
I wouldn't obey him.
啊，后来就顺服了。
Then I obeyed him.
我告诉你，这一顺服不得了。
And I'll tell you, this is great for this obedience.
这一顺服，这一网鱼所打的那网都快裂了。
This catch is almost break the net.
哎呀，我们几个同伴拉上来以后，装满了两船的鱼，那船都快沉下去了。
And then our companion, my companions and I, we put all the fish into the two boats, and then the boat almost sank.
我想，如果我是彼得的话，我想我首先要做两船鱼的见证。
If I were Peter, I would testify that two boats of fish.
你们要顺服啊。
But we need be obedient.
你什么时候顺服，什么时候就两船鱼。
Whenever we obey, we will catch two boats of fish.
你不要觉得自己聪明啊。
Don't think you are smart.
哎呀，我们的主比我们聪明多了。
Our Lord is the wise one.
我想，如果我是彼得的话，我首先应该做两船鱼的见证。
If I were Peter, I would testify that that two boats of fish.
而且我觉得，如果我的见证要更加的这个有力量的话
，If I will make a strong testimony,
我会做舍弃两船鱼的见证。
And I will have a testimony to to forsake the two boats of fish.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主是万有的主宰。
You know, our Lord, He is all in all.
所有的鱼都在他的掌握的里面。
And then all fish are belong to Him.
我们的主统管万有。
Our Lord reigns over the universe.
他有永生之道。
He has the way of eternity.
我们不跟从他，还跟从谁呢？
Whom shall we follow if we
除了他，我们还侍奉谁呢？
And then whom shall we serve but him?
这样一位伟大的主，
This great Lord,
这样一位荣耀的神，
This glorious God,
他配得我们把我们的所有的一切都奉献给他。
He is worthy for our all contribution.
我想如果彼得哈，那天如果我们假设我们今天请彼得来做见证的话，他要如果做两船鱼的见证，我们觉得做得非常的好。
If we ask Peter come here to testify the Lord, and he testified for the two boats of fish, and we think that's a great testimony.
如果我们让他做舍弃两船鱼的见证，可能更多的能感动我们中间许多的人。
If we ask him to testify that he will forsake that two boats of fish, and that will touch more hearts.
但是彼得做的见证却不是这两个。
But neither of the testimony is from Peter.
我觉得这是我读这段圣经觉得最稀奇的。
This is amazing when I read this.
彼得做的是什么见证呢？
What testimony that Peter had?
他说我是个罪人。
And he said, I am a sinful man.
说主啊，你离开我。
He said, Lord, depart from me.
弟兄姊妹，彼得所做的见证哈，是跟今天许多的爱主的弟兄姊妹做的见证是不一样的。
The testimony that Peter had is different than the brothers and sisters who love the Lord today.
这和许多传道人所做的见证是不一样的。
It's different than testimony from the ministers.
我想我们听过传道人的见证，对不对？
And then we have heard testimony from the ministers.
我们觉得他们真的做的是舍弃两船鱼的见证。
And then the testimony they had is they forsake the two boats of fish.
这一位荣耀的主耶稣基督。
But this glorious Lord,
是他抬举我们，让我们来服侍他。
He has exalted us to serve him.
我们能服侍他是我们的福气。
And then it's our blessing to serve him.
两船鱼算什么？
And then so what to have two boats of fish?
能够和侍奉神这样的尊荣相比吗？
And it is incomparable to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果做这样的见证，我觉得对我们的帮助是非常大的。
If we have such testimony, it will be greatly beneficial.
神的教会里面实在有需要更多的神的儿女，真的有舍弃两船鱼的见证。
And then in the God's church, it should be more people testify that we have forsaken whatever we have.
但是很稀奇的。
But amazingly,
彼得那天所做的见证是我是一个罪人。
And then the testament that Peter testified is, I am a sinful man.
弟兄姊妹，彼得早就知道自己是个罪人。
And Peter knew that he is a sinful man.
我们知道，当施洗约翰在那里传道的时候，
We know when John the Baptist and preached.
彼得和他的许多的同伴啊，他们都成了这个施洗约翰的门徒。
And Peter and his companions they became the disciples of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰的洗是什么洗呢？
What kind of baptism that the John the Baptist given?
那个是赦罪悔改的洗。
That is the baptism of repentance.
弟兄姊妹，彼得早就知道自己是个罪人。
And Peter knew that he is a sinful man.
他早就在那里承认自己是罪人了。怎么到这里面，他怎么又做我是个罪人的见证呢？
And how can he testify again, I am a sinful man?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常稀奇。
This is really amazing.
这一次彼得的经历，
This special experience that Peter had this time,
在彼得自己的生命当中是一个转捩点。
This is a turning point of Peter's life.
这个在彼得经历里面好像是一个重大的转机。
This is a turning point.
因为从那天开始啊，主就从今天开始啊，你要得人了。
Because Lord says, from today, I will make you a fisher of men.
这更是让我们觉得稀奇的事。
This is
你知道在这之前彼得哈和他的同伴们他们在约旦河里施浸哈比那个施洗约翰施浸的人还要多啊。彼得和他同伴。
When Peter and his companions baptized people in the river of Jordan, it is more people came to them than the John the Baptist.
这约翰福音告诉我们的，对不对
？That's what the book of John told us.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得如果你不仔细的思想这个上下文的话，你觉得彼得这个见证是非常非常稀奇的。
If we don't understand the context, then we will think this is really amazing.
彼得那天做了一个见证，是他这一生当中一个巨大的生命的转变。
And this testimony of Peter is the turning point of his life.
那一天哈，他从一个义人的悔改，成为一个罪人的悔改。
That day, his repentance is a repentance of a righteous into a repentance of a sinner.
弟兄姊妹。你我们读这个往后读哈，主在这后面讲一句话。
And then later, Lord said,
说无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
There have no need of a physician for the well, but those who are sick.
32节，我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
Verse 32, I have come to call not the righteous but sinners to repentance.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有想过这句话。
I don't know if you have meditated this word.
我觉得这句话相当的难懂。
This is very hard to understand.
至少猛一读的话，义人为什么还要悔改？
And then why we think the righteous need to be repent?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们觉得我们的主好像讲话好像不合逻辑，对不对？
And sometimes we think that our Lord has no sense.
当然你来不是招义这个义人悔改，义人还需要人悔改，对不对？你来了当然是招罪人悔改。弟兄姊妹你知道吗？
Do you know brothers and sisters?
这些犹太人如果他们真的好好读旧约圣经的话，圣经上说哈，没有罪的义人一个都没有。
Because the Old Testament says there is no righteous man, not even one.
但他们认为说哈，有许多有罪的义人。
And but those Jews think there is many righteous with sins.
我是有罪没有错。
I am a sinner.
我有很多软弱。
I have many weaknesses.
我基本上来讲呢，我还是个义人。
But basically, I'm a righteous man.
如果主今天赦免我的话。
If the Lord forgive me today,
我就成为一个得赦免的义人。
And then I'll become a righteous man who are forgiven.
我就是一个悔改的义人。
And I'll be a righteous man who repented.
弟兄姊妹，一个悔改的义人哈，难处是非常大的。
A repented righteous will encounter great difficulty.
如果我们花时间仔细思想的话。
If we think about it,
一个人属灵生命不能够长进哈，那个最大的拦阻就是那个悔改的义人。
And then the most obstacle for a spiritual man is he thinks he's a righteous man.
Repentant righteous.
Repentant righteous man.
弟兄姊妹。不要以为说当时那些自以为有义的人，他们不去受施洗约翰的洗。
Don't think about those people who think they're righteous, not going to go.
你知道施洗约翰在那里要在那里宣讲悔改的洗礼的时候，圣经上说在马太福音那里说的有许多文士和法利赛人都要去受洗的。
When John the Baptist preached the repentance for sinners, many Scribes and then Pharisees went to him.
虽然他们觉得自己相当的义，
even though they think they are pretty righteous,
至少比那些文士，至少比那些税吏和罪人要义的太多了。
They think they are more righteous than those tax collectors.
但他们知道他们生命中许多软弱的。
But they know they have many weaknesses.
哎呀，他们盼望能够逃避将来的愤怒，对不对？
They hope that they can they can escape from the wrath.
他们觉得施洗约翰的洗是非常好的。
They like the John the Baptist and his baptism.
他们都来受施洗约翰的洗。
They were baptized by John the Baptist.
但我们知道施洗约翰没给他们施洗，对不对
？But it seems John the Baptist didn't baptize them.
施洗约翰说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？”
And John the Baptist didn't baptize. They say, "And you are son of the vipers, and then who you cannot escape the wrath." In the
弟兄姊妹，这件事情，我想对于我们每一个弟兄姊妹来讲，好像我觉得彼得做的见证好像是个 shock， 好像是非常稀奇的。
And then we think the testimony from Peter is a shock.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见说，其实今天主的见证啊，最大的拦阻就是悔改的耶。
And then we see the most obstacle.From his church today is the testament is the repented righteous.
今天教会中最大的难处啊，就是悔改的义人。
And then the difficulty at the church is the repented righteous.
弟兄姊妹，教会有很多难处。
And we have many difficulties at the church.
教会有仇敌的逼迫，对不对？我们礼拜五讲过。
There is persecution from the enemy.
哎呀，教会还会受罪恶的侵蚀。
And then we will be corrupted by sins.
弟兄姊妹，但是教会中最大的难处哈，还不是这些。
But the most difficulty is not from those.
神的教会最大的难处是悔改的义人。
And then the most obstacle from the testimony of the church is the repented righteous man.
弟兄姊妹，什么是悔改的义人？
What is the repented?Repented righteous man.
悔改的义人啊，就是他知道自己有罪。
The repented righteous man know that they are sinners.
甚至都承认自己是罪人。
They admit they are sinners.
但是呢，因着主的救恩呢，我的罪都赦免了。
Because of the salvation of the Lord, my sins are forgiven.
而且呢，我开始有了属灵的追求。
And then I pursue spiritual.
我认识许多的属灵的真理。
And I know many spiritual truths.
你知道吗？彼得那个时候，等到这个路加第五章的时候，彼得哈，他那个时候已经参加过迦拿婚宴，对不对
？And then in chapter 5, Peter has already he's been in the wedding at Cana.
你知道那个是主耶稣行的头一个神迹。
We know that's the first miracle that the Lord performed.
彼得在那里。
Peter was there.
他经历过。是这位耶稣基督亲眼看见过他使水变成酒。
He has seen in person that the Lord turned water into wine.
他跟随主听了主讲了很多的道。
And then he has heard many preach from the Lord.
他那里常常服侍主。
And then he served the Lord.
他那里和同伴受浸的人数都超过施洗约翰。
And then he has baptized people more than from John.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们的主讲道哈，都是在圣灵里讲道的。
You know, when our Lord preach is in spirit.
他不是讲人耳朵爱听的道。
He doesn't please people's ear.
父让他说什么，他就说什么。
He speaks what the father's asking.
所以，如果你仔细看四福音的记载的话，我们的主很多时候那个道是重复的。
If you see the recording from the four gospel books, our Lord, many times he repeats things.
因为圣灵在这里感动的时候，他就讲这个道。
Because when the Holy Spirit touched him, he will repeat.
所以当彼得跟着主听到的时候，听到一个地步哈，哎呦，这个数字上差不多了哈，主讲的道他差不多听过了。
And then when Peter followed the Lord and heard many sermons, and he will think, I know most of it.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得彼得当时他受施洗约翰洗的时候，他的认知有多少。
I don't know how many knowledge that Peter has when he was baptized by John the Baptist.
但是在不知不觉当中。
Without knowing it.
他觉得自己是个义人。
And then he thought he is a righteous man.
他是一个悔改的义人。
He was a repented righteous man.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常让许多神的儿女很多时候都不晓得的。
And and so to us, we don't know.
这是成为我们自己在整个属灵的道路上的一个绊脚石。
This becomes an obstacle, to our spiritual pursuing.
弟兄姊妹，我们稍微看一下好了，在这个我们再往后看一点哈，在路加福音好像第七章是吧？稍微看一下。呀、yeah, ，我稍微给大家念一下，路加福音第七章第二十九节。呀，说众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义，但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
And all the people who heard this, including tax collectors, acknowledged the justice of God, because they have been baptized with John's baptism. But by refusing to be baptized by him, the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected God's purpose for themselves.
悔改的罪人和悔改的义人有什么分别呢？
What's the difference of the repentant sinners and repentant righteous men?
悔改的罪人哈，以神为义。
And then the repented sinners, their righteousness is God's justice.
无论遇见什么事情，
no matter what they encounter,
无论他们遭遇什么环境，
no matter what circumstance they encounter,
神不会错的。
And then God will never be wrong.
神永远是对的。
And God is always right.
他们总是以神为义。
They always regard God as their righteous.
什么是悔改的义人呢？
What is the repented righteousness?
就是我总是对的。
I'm right all the time.
如果神的带领跟我不一样的话，
If God's guidance is different than mine,
如果神加给我的环境跟我所喜好的不一样的话，
If the circumstance that God gave it to me is different than what I wanted,
我为了我自己的这个对的缘故，我为了坚持我自己是对的缘故，我宁愿舍弃神的旨意。
And then I would rather forsake God's will because I want to insist what I think is right.
弟兄姊妹，悔改的义人和悔改的罪人分别是非常大的。
There is a great difference between the repented sinners and the repented righteous men.
悔改的义人的难处是非常大的。
The repentant righteous man brings great difficulties.
我们看这几个故事哈，你看这几个故事，我觉得这一段圣经哈，我想至少这是个重点。
I think this is the Lord emphasized this one through the stories.
这第五章三十二节，我觉得是整个第五章的一个重点。
And then the key point for this chapter is verse 32.
至少是其中的一个重点。
I think this is one of the main points.
我们看见在头一个故事里面哈，一个悔改的义人哈，很快他就成为一个路旁土。
In the first story, we will see a repentant righteous man surely will become the earth.
路旁土。
The dust on by the road. Dust by the road.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个很多时候人在教会里面听到哈，是要听那个新鲜感。
Many times people come here to hear sermon. They want to hear something new.
听口才。
And then for people's appetite.
却不是要听神的话。
But not the word of God.
如果今天这个讲台哈，我们觉得很 boring。
We think the podium is boring.
而且这一个道呢，我都听过。
And then you think I know those words.
我们的耳朵一定关上。
We will close our ears.
我们觉得，哎呀，其实我们要讲的可能比他讲的更好。
We think maybe I can speak better.
神今天借着这个讲台所要向你说的话，一个字都没听见。
You will not hear a word that God through this podium to speak to you.
当主在这里撒种的时候，
When the Lord sow seed.
当圣灵借着一个弟兄在这里来传讲他自己话语的时候。
When the Holy Spirit to share His word through a brother.
你发现每一个悔改的艺人都是路旁者。
And then each of the repentant righteous men will be the dust by the road.
很快就成为路旁者。
And then soon he will become the dust.
弟兄姊妹，你在聚会当中哈，如果你听到听过两三年以后
，After two to three years you've been here all those sermons，
如果你从来没有像彼得一样，从那个悔改的义人哈，成为一个悔改的罪人，弟兄姊妹，我们很快都成为路旁者。
If you're not like Peter, from the repentant sinner, righteous man to a repentant sinners, we will become the dust on the by the road.
弟兄姊妹，你知道一个悔改的罪人哈，就完全不一样。
You know, it will be totally different as a repentant sinner.
他知道自己需要什么话。
And he knows that he needs the word of God.
他每一天都知道他需要什么话。
And then he knows that he needs the word of God every day.
因为人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Because men live, it's not by food alone, but from every word from the mouth of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，也许那个道哈，他可能都没有听懂。
Maybe he won't understand the sermon.
但那个主的话进去了。
But the word of God entered his heart.
他得救了。
And he's saved.
他从他自己的软弱里走出来。
And he will be depart from his own weakness.
这个我们在这个一同学习侍奉的时候，主让我们有这样的经历。
When we learn to serve together, Lord, let us have such experience.
有一次我们在讲道的时候呢，这个后来这个年长弟兄问我说：“你今天讲什么？”
And then one time after I preached, a senior brother asked me, "What did you preach?"
是哪天的那个道呢？可能很多人都没听懂。
And then I say, maybe many of them didn't understand.
可能连我自己都不太懂。
Maybe I didn't understand.
但我告诉你啊，有人那天听见主的话。
But I told you, someone had heard the word from God that day.
主的话让他得救。
And then the word of God saved him.
他因着那一天主的话得救的，不是因着我讲的话。
He was saved by the word of God, not because my preach.
弟兄姊妹，悔改的义人的难处是非常大的。
And then it is a great difficult to bring from a repentant.
其实我觉得我们付了很大的代价哈、啊。我们每个主日早晨，我们或者星期五晚上，我们都盼望在这里能够一同来查考主的话语。
We paid great price to come here every Sunday morning and then Friday. We hope that we can learn the word from God.
但如果我们哈那个光景啊，是一个只是一个悔改的义人。
But if we are just a repentant righteous man.
就好像那天彼得一样。
It's just like Peter that day.
那天彼得主讲什么，他一个字都没听。
And then Peter didn't hear a word that day.
他觉得夫子。就会讲道。
And then he thought the Lord only know preach.
你在加百农讲的跟这个海边讲差不多的。
And then what you preached here by the shore and in Capernaum almost the same.
我早听过了。
I have heard it.
我早成路旁土了。
I have become the dust by the road.
那天彼得一个字都没听进去。
That day Peter didn't hear a word.
他是百分之百的路旁土。
And then he was 100% the dust by the road.
路旁土还有第二个难处，不，这个悔改的义人还有第二个难处。
The second difficulty from a repentant righteous man is.
你读第二个故事很有意思。
You will find out from the second story.
第二个故事给我们看见说，这一个长大麻风的人哈，他要主的恩赐。
This person who is a leprosy, he needs grace from.
但他不要施恩的主。
But he doesn't want the Lord who gives grace.
主说你不要出去说了。
And the Lord tell him, do not tell anyone.
他听不听啊？
Did he listen?
管都不管。
He didn't care.
我想说什么就说什么。
I will say whatever I want to
我想做什么就做什么。
I do whatever I want.
但是我要医治的。
But I want the healing.
我要恩典。
I want the grace.
但是我不要做门徒的。
But I don't want to be a disciple.
我可以做信徒。
I can become a believer.
不要做门徒。
I don't want to be a disciple.
悔改的义人，弟兄姊妹，实在说来是神教会软弱的原因。
And then a repented righteous man is the reason for the weakness of a church.
弟兄姊妹，特别是我们在属灵上如果还有一点点的得着的话，
especially if we receive some spiritual gifts.
或者我们在侍奉上还要有一点点摆上的话，
or we have put some work in serving.
弟兄姊妹，我们就比别人更加的自义。
Then we will be more righteous than others.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常可怕的。
This is very severe.
你读到第三个故事，你发现那个悔改的义人，那个难度更大。
In the third story, you will see it's a greater difficult to bring from a righteous.
这个第三个故事里面啊，你发现哈，这里面有许多的这个教法师和这个法利赛人啊。
And the third story has many teachers and Pharisees.
你知道他们很有意思。
It's very interesting.
你知道他们在那里哈，实在说来，你发现他们要的是那个常常要那个叫人起来行走的能力。
What they want is the power who can make people stand up and walk.
但是他们从来不在神面前求赦免的能力。
But they never ask the power of forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，没有赦免哈，你发现那就是神教会当中一个非常大的重担。
Without forgiveness, there will be a great burden at God's church.
在一个家里面。
So in the house.
如果没有赦免，
without forgiveness,
这个家非常的沉重。
This family will have very heavy burden.
不赦免，因为是人生命中的一个极大的重担。
It is a great heavy burden if we do not forgive a brother.
这里边好像一个摊子，你知道需要四个人抬呀。
It's like this paralytic.
我想没有一个法利赛人觉得自己是摊子。
None of the Pharisees think they are a paralytic.
他们都觉得他们可能是那个聚会的分量。
They say they are the one who serve.
弟兄姊妹，事实上他们却是这个聚会的一个重担。
Actually, they are the burden at the gathering.
需要有许多人来抬的。
They need many people to carry them.
如果在一个聚会里面哈，如果有一个人不赦免，那一个重担就已经很重了。
If there's one is not forgiven, it is already heavy burden.
如果有两个不赦免，弟兄姊妹，那个重担就加倍啊。
If we do not, if there's two of us do not forgive, then we double the burden.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的一件事。
This is very serious.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
你发现他们还特别会批评和论断。
And they are good at to complain and to criticize.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家中的第二个重担。
This is the second burden at the church, at God's household.
我们要放下各样的重担。
We have to lay aside all kinds of.
脱去哪容易缠累我们的罪。
Lay aside sinners who bind us.
奔那摆在前面的路程。
And then we have to run for the goal toward in front of us.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个哈这个跑百米的运动员哈，他在那里穿着一个冬天的大衣，没有一个，
There's,
没有一个。
No 100 meters runner will wear a coat.
很多时候那个大衣并不一定错，对不对
？And then it is okay to wear a coat.
很有道理，你今天冷了。
And it's reasonable because it is.
但是等到枪响的时候，那个大衣必须脱下去的。
But when it starts the game, they have to take take off their coat.
有谁见过跑百米里面正在跑的时候穿着一个大衣的？大家举起手，我见过。
Is anyone you have seen a 100%, I mean 100 meters runner run with a coat on?
别说一百米、几百米都没有过的。
And no matter what kind of runner.
都是把所有的重担都脱去的。
They have to lay aside all kinds of burdens.
神的教会如果要奔那摆在前面的路程。
As the church of God, we have to run to the goal.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们好像像当时彼得一样，我们不过只是一个悔改的艺人。
If we are like Peter that time, we are just a repentant righteous man.
弟兄姊妹，那个重担非常重的。
We will have a heavy burden.
神的教会啊，跑不动的。
And then the church of God will not run.
我们自己在属灵道路上也跑不动的。
And then so do our spiritual life.
我想这里面啊，给我们看见说，这一个悔改的艺人的难处，弟兄姊妹真的是非常大的。
It is greatly fear of a burden from a repentant righteous man.
第四个故事。
The fourth story.
一个悔改的艺人，你发现他那个心胸都是非常狭隘的。
A repentant righteous man has a narrow mind.
他的那个交通的范围都是非常窄的。
His fellowship is very narrow.
像有的弟兄说，凡不合我的格的啊，都没有资格跟我交通的。
And then, like some brothers said, if people are not on my side, I will not fellowship.
没有满足我的 requirement， 不够格嘛。
If they are not fulfill my requirement, I will not fellowship.
不及格呀。
Fail.
你要是不及我的格的话，你就没有资格跟我交通的。
If you cannot pass my test, then you are not qualified to fellowship with me.
你知道这个在神的教会当中啊，这是什么
？What is this at the Church of God?
这就是那个嫉妒纷争的那个所有的发源地。
That's the source of all the jealousies and divisions.
那是结党那个纷争的那一个源头。
That's the source.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等可怕的一件事！
It is very terrible.
他们只能够和自己一样的人在那里交通。
They can only fellowship that the people who are like them.
你要看法跟我不一样，我们不能交通的。
If you have a different opinion, I cannot fellowship with you.
如果你的做法跟我不一样，我们不能交通的。
The way you're doing things is not my way.
凡不及我的格的都不能交通的。
If you cannot pass my test, I will not fellowship with you.
弟兄姊妹。彼得那天的经历，我觉得是非常重要的转捩点。
Dear brothers and sisters, the experience from Peter that day is a turning point of his life.
一个悔改的艺人是非常可怕的。
It is terrible to be a repentant righteous man.
就是说我来不是招艺人悔改。
And the Lord says, I come is not for the righteous.
我来乃是招罪人悔改。
But sinners to repentance.
那天主在彼得在那个船上，当他看见那两船鱼的时候。
When Peter saw two boats of fish that day.
弟兄姊妹，那一天啊，他蒙了主的光照。
But that day, he was rebuked by the Lord.
他发现啊，在他的属灵的追求的里面。
He discovered in his spiritual pursuing.
爱主是真的。
And he truly he loved the Lord.
摆上是真的。
And then he put himself up.
奉献也是真的。
And then he dedicated himself. That's true.
但是他的己生命也同时的在那里增长。
But his self grew along with those services.
弟兄姊妹，这个是在神的儿女中间许许多多神的儿女所不认识的。
This is the blind spot that we don't know ourselves among us.
不爱主，爱世界，这个我们有分辨的。
We have the discernment that if we do not love the Lord and love the world.
我们看见犯罪，我们是定罪的。
When we see sins, and then we will condemn.
但是神的儿女很多时候没有分辨。
many times God's children do not have the discernment.
不知道很多时候的摆上，很多时候的爱主，实际上呢，不过是一个那个悔改的义人的表现。
And then we do not know, but many times when we try to serve, it is an expression to be a repentant righteous.
那并不是基督。
That is not from Christ.
并不是主的生命。
That is not the life from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这一个人哈、啊？这一个犯罪的这一个的己哈，和那一个爱主的己啊，是一个。
You know this sinful self and the love the Lord self is combined in one, dwell in one.
弟兄姊妹，如果你允许那个摆上那一个爱主的己让它增长的时候啊，实际上你发现。他的反面就马上就显出那一个己的恶的一面。
If the self that loves the Lord, it will reflect the other side, which is the self itself. I mean, the soul itself.
弟兄姊妹，这一章我觉得是相当深的一章。
I think this chapter has a deep teaching.
对着主这里说要开到水深之处。
So the Lord tell Peter, you have to.Put the boat to the deep water.
但我觉得这是神的教会，我们每一个神的儿女所必须在神面前有认识的。
And then we know this is a church of God. Each of us, we have to understand this.
每一个神的儿女都必须有这样的经历。
And each one of us has to have this experience.
就是从那个悔改的义人哈，成为一个悔改的罪。
It is from a righteous.From a repentant righteous man to a repentant sinner.
弟兄姊妹，这一个转变是革命性的。
This is a revolution.
因为从这天开始，你发现主在彼得身上有路了。
Because from that day on, the Lord has a way on Peter.
彼得还有很多软弱，对不对
？Peter has other.
哇，彼得后面还有很多软弱。
He has a lot more weaknesses.
哇，他还在那里。最后成为中间还成为这个仇敌的出口，对不对
？And then even sometimes, even one time he speaks, the devil speaks through him.
主说这个撒旦退我后面去，对不对
？The Lord said, Satan, and depart from me.
到后面他和这个其他的这些门徒在那争到底谁为大
？And then he argued with other disciples who will be the greatest among them.
到最后他还要三次否认主。
Then he will deny the Lord three times.
他在属灵道路上还有很多他要经历的，他要学习的。
He had much to learn and to experience.
但是这一次的经历是他整个属灵经历的一个转捩点。
But this day his experience is the turning point of his spiritual pursuit.
这个经历他到底是什么经历
？What is this experience?
这个经历就是十字架的经历。
That's the experience of the cross. Of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个神的儿女在神的面前所必须要认识的。
And this is each one of God's children.
我不知道，这刚才有弟兄说，我们都知道十字架，或者是不清楚哈，或者不是那么清，但好像至少知道一点。
Like our brother just said, and we all know the cross, but at least maybe we don't fully understand, but at least we know.
到底什么是十字架
？What is the cross?
有的人说啊，十字架就是受苦。
And then many people says the cross is suffering.
十字架是不是受苦
？Is cross equals suffering?
有的人说啊，十字架啊，他们因着认为十字架就是受苦的缘故，所以有的人呢，他们就苦待己身。
Because some people think the cross is suffering, so they just ill-treat themselves.
还有的人呢，有的弟兄跟我讲说，他们那边的弟兄姊妹，因为这样的认识的缘故，他们不是苦待己身，因为苦待己身呢，圣经里面明明说那个是在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。
And then some brothers, they know that is not right because if you torture yourself, that is nothing good to do with your body.
不是，这个是在克制肉体的情欲，就是在胜过自己的那个罪的权势上是毫无功效的。
If control your, the lust of your body. There's nothing to do to overcome.
那么他说他们那边的那个弟兄姊妹呢，就苦待己心。
So they will not torture their body, but they will put their heart into
business. 所以你知道，你进到那个聚会里面，你觉得很苦的。
So when you come to a gathering, you just feel the bitterness.
每个人里面都觉得很苦。
Everybody feels the bitterness.
弟兄姊妹，这是十字架吗
？Is that a cross?
还有的人哈，苦待己名啊。对自己的名字苦待了。
Some other people they put bitter in their own name.
有一个年轻的弟兄啊，有一天呢，他听了这个年长弟兄讲的道。
There was a young brother after heard a sermon from a senior brother.
他回去就说：“哎呀，我这个大魔鬼。”
And then after he went home, he said, "I am a Satan."
哦，我这个大魔鬼，回去就捶着胸，我是大魔鬼，我是大魔鬼。
And then he called himself.
那么有的时候祷告的时候，我们祷告有的时候真的是，当然我们的心愿是好，但是这个话出来的时候，有时候比这保罗还属灵了。
And sometimes we have a good intention, but when we speak, it seems we are more spiritual than.
保罗是罪人中的罪魁，我是罪魁中的罪魁。
Paul says, I'm a sinner of sinners, and then me, I'm a.
罪魁中的罪魁。你就没法办了是吧是吧所以弟兄姊妹很多时候人以为说这就是十字架了
And then many times people think this is the cross.
你看看这个人他苦待己身呢
And then see this people put,
这个苦待到一个地步好像如果你那个你属灵的话呢你要是有一次这个进了餐馆那这都是很不属灵的事情了
if you want to suffer you purposely to suffer and then you think one time you go to restaurant that is not right
弟兄姊妹你发现许多时候你不认识什么是十字架
And sometimes we don't know what is the cross.
到底什么是十字架
？What is the cross?
十字架哈，主说的很清楚，人若不舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随我，就不配做我的门徒。
The Lord says, if we do not pick up our cross and deny ourselves to follow Him, then we are not.
很多时候人可以舍弃许多东西
many times we can deny many things
但是就是不肯舍己
but we would not deny ourselves
有人说十字架就是奉献就是摆上
and then some people say the cross is to dedicate
人可以舍钱哈却不舍己
and then people can give up their money but they will not give up themselves
人可以舍所有的事情就是不肯舍己
They can give up everything, but they would not give up themselves.
对十字架一点都没有经历，一点都没有认识。
They have no experience, no knowledge of the cross.
不过就是一个悔改的义人的罪。
And that is just, he is just a repentant righteous man.
我们什么都是对的。
And then we are right in everything.
我们的看法，我们的观念，我们的所有的做法，都是要坚持下去的。
We have to insist all our opinions and point of views.
宁愿舍弃神的旨意。
And then we'd rather give up the will of God.
也要坚持自己是对的。
But we want to insist that what we think we are right.
弟兄姊妹，这就成为神旨意的最大的拦阻。
That becomes the greatest obstacles of God's will.
这就成为教会生活和侍奉当中最大的难处。
That becomes the great obstacles for church service.
如果我们稍微在神的家中有一点服侍的话
If we have a little, experience of serving God,
弟兄姊妹你发现其实你发现看起来好每个人都很义的
And then it seems every one of us are righteous.
每个人都摆上了
We are dedicated.
每个人都爱主的
We all love the Lord.
但是非常的稀奇
But amazing.
两个非常爱主的人就不能够在一起爱主。
And then two brothers, two two people who love the Lord, but they cannot love one another.
弟兄姊妹，基督身体的见证就显不出来。
And then we will now testify the body of Christ.
那个难处在哪里？
Where is the difficult?
我想这个路加福音第五章，我觉得是对我们来讲是一个非常非常重要的一个提醒。
Luke chapter 5 is a very important reminder to us.
那我们怎样从一个悔改的义人成为一个悔改的罪人？
It tells us how to turn from a repentant righteous man to a repentant sinner.
弟兄姊妹，那个转机在哪里？
Where is the turning point?
那天彼得哈，他跟主祷告的，他怎么说呢？主让他下网打鱼。
And then Lord asked him to go catch fish. What did he say?
彼得分析了很多。
Peter analyzed.
这个我整夜劳力的。
He said, "We have worked all night long."
什么都没打着的。
But have caught nothing.
现在打一定没有鱼的。
If we go now, we will not catch a thing.
夫子，你就讲你的道就好了。
Master, just preach.
打鱼是我们的事情。
We are fishermen.
弟兄姊妹，那一天啊，他所讲的道都是对的。彼得讲的道都是对的。
What Peter said that they were right.
他的理由都是对的。
It's reasonable.
但他后面说了一句话。
But later he said.
但依从你的话，我就想。
Yet if you say so, I will let down the net.
弟兄姊妹，那一天哈，彼得摸着了一点十字架。
And on that day, Peter touched the cross a little bit.
十字架就是不再从我们自己的意思，乃是从你的意思。
The cause is we do not follow our own will, but the Lord's.
弟兄姊妹，这一个转变是何等的大。
And it is a great turning point.
这个带给我们属灵生命的祝福是何等的大。
It brings us a great blessing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们一直坚持我们自己的意思。你发现你读到后面那段故事的时候，讲到从三十三节啊往后看的时候，你就发现哈、啊，人呢就以为说，只要我表现的是一个没有病的人哈、啊，我就是一个没有病的人了。
And then after 33, think if we acting like we are healthy, then we are well.
只要我能有外面的一些律法、一些的表现、一些的规条，弟兄姊妹看起来真的是一个没有病的人，那我就是一个没有病的人了。主的救恩不过是补我的不足就是了。
And then God's salvation is just like a new piece of a garment.
就把主的救恩好像新衣服一样剪下一块来补在我这个不足的地方，这就好了。
We regard God's salvation and it's like we cut a new piece from the garment and then put it to with my old.
一个悔改的义人，他从前所喜好的，从前以为有益的，今天还以为照样有益。
A repentant righteous man regards his righteous before and now.
弟兄姊妹，从前哈，他怎样呢？用他的这一个属地的眼光去看人事物，今天照样用同样的属地的眼光去看人事物。
And then how he look at people and things before, now he look at people and things at the same way today.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等可怕的一件事！
It is.
从前认为属灵的事情根本都是没有价值的。
If before he thought the spiritual thing is has no value.
从前所顾念的都是眼睛所见的。
What he cared before is what he can see.
眼睛看不见的都是虚的。
And he will think it's vanity if he's not seeing things.
弟兄姊妹，这和圣经里面那些悔改的罪人的见证是完全不一样的。
This is a different testimony from the repentant sinner.
保罗说他从前以为有益的，今天都当成有损的。
And then Paul says he will regard whatever he gained before now is not as a.
他不再用旧造的眼光来看事物了。
He will not see things with the old creation.
他所顾念的不是眼见的。
What he cares is not he can see.
乃是顾念的所不见的。
But he cares for the things that you cannot see.
所见的都是暂时的。
All the things that you can see are temporary.
所不见的乃是永远的。
Things that we cannot see are eternal.
弟兄姊妹，这一个转变带给我们整个的生命和侍奉是何等的不同呢？
And then this turn is bring us a great difference in our service.
弟兄姊妹，今天许许多多时候我们遇到了人事物。
Many times when we see people and encounter things.
如果我们没有从一个悔改的义人成为一个悔改的罪人。
We are not turned from a repentant righteous man to a repentant sinner.
我们所宝贝的都是眼睛所见的。
What we treasure is what we can see.
我们看见教会人多，我们就很高兴，这是应该的。
We see many people at the church, we'll be happy, and that's right.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实许多的时候，我们所看见的不过是外面的事。
Friends and sisters, many times what we see is to think outwardly.
弟兄姊妹，这一个转变是我们每一个神的儿女在神的面前必须要经历的一个属灵的经历。
And then this transformation is the experience that we have to experience.
我们今天都愿意成为主的见证。
We all want to be the testimony.
我们看中的到底是什么？
And then but what do we see?
我们所顾念的到底是什么？
What do we care?
我们所顾念的是不是都是眼见的？
Do we care things that we can see?
我们所顾念的是那个眼睛看不见的。
And do we care the things that we cannot see?
哦，弟兄姊妹，这一段的圣经，我觉着主这里告诉我们说，没有一个人哈，把那个新酒放在旧皮袋里。
Here the Lord says, no one put the new one into the old wineskin.
弟兄姊妹，今天有许多的神的儿女，把一点点的新酒哈，加上从前的旧的酒，都放在旧皮袋里面。
And then many times, us we put the new one, old one into the old wineskin.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的这个观念全都是旧皮袋。
All our opinions are the old wineskin.
我们如果在世上，我们这个是会做事情的。
If we are capable to do things on the earth,
我们觉得我们在神的家中，我们也同样会做事情。
And then we think we are capable to do things at house of God.
如果我们在世上我们会弹琴的话
，If we can play piano,
我们在神的家中，我们觉得我们就应该侍琴。
And then we think we.I have to play piano at the church.
我在世上我会讲话的话呢，我在神的家中我们就站起来了。
If I'm eloquent, and then I should preach at the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，这不过就是一个悔改的义人。
That is just a repentant righteous man.
主来不是招义人悔改。
The Lord is not come to call the righteous man to repentance.
主来乃是招罪人悔改。
The Lord come to call the sinners to repentance.
弟兄姊妹，实在说来，有的时候你看到一个朋友啊，他不得救，其实来讲呢，在他的里面基本上是个义人。
And then sometimes when we see a gospel friend who will not receive the salvation, actually he thinks he's a righteous man.
弟兄姊妹，如果神在这个我们的生命中没有这个光照的话
，If we do not receive this revelation，
弟兄姊妹，我们在整个属灵的道路上，在主的见证上，就一直停留在那里。
And then we will stay to the we will not grow in the spiritual pursuing。
神的教会没有办法往前。
And then God's church will not.Press forward.
主在他的教会里得不着他自己的门徒。
The Lord will not gain his disciples at his church.
我想我这个
这一次跟弟兄姊妹交通都是一些初心造就的题目，
都是最最基本的。
I am just sharing the basics.
但是我们发现哈、啊，这些最基本的，却是关乎到教会的见证能不能持守在地上的那个关键。
But those basics are very important for the God's church if we can hold fast God's testimony.
其实我们所遇到的所有的难处，如果我们寻根问底的话，那个难处就在哪？就在路加福音第五章。
If we can search all the difficulties at the church, the source is in this chapter.
为什么？因为人总是要照着自己的意思。
Why? Because people always want to do things according to their own will.
主来，他让我们跟随他的脚步而行。
And the Lord came, he asked us to follow his footsteps.
主在哥西马尼园里面，他向父祷告说，不要照着我的意思，而是照着父的意思。
In Gethsemane, when the Lord prayed, he says, do not do according to my will, but the Father's.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们一生最大的拯救。
And that is our greatest salvation.
从最终拯救出来是喜乐的。
It is joyful. We were delivered from sins.
从我们自己里拯救出来，那是何等大的释放。
It is the greatest deliverance that we were saved from ourselves.
那个带给神的教会，那是何等大的喜乐。
That brings great joy to God's church.
因为什么呢？因为一个悔改的罪人啊，天天都感恩的。
Because a repentant sinner will praise the Lord every day.
为神所赐给我们的每一个环境都感恩的。
And he will praise the Lord for every circumstance that the Lord has given to us.
这个前一段时间哈，这个好像是孩子们看到那个原来有一个那个是外邦人，没有信主啊，叫。海伦凯勒，知道吗？
Not long ago, my children read a story about a Gentile, which is Helen Keller.
那个是在美国历史上的一个奇迹哈。
And it was a miracle in American history.
那个女孩子哈，她是这个看不见、听不见，也不会讲话。
That girl Helen, she was a mute. Deaf and blind.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这一个女孩子后来她成为美国历史上最有名的演说家。
And then, you know, later she became the most famous speaker in American history.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常稀奇的一个人。
It is amazing.
她没有信主。
She didn't receive it.
非常可惜的一件事。那么他讲了一句话，孩子们读的时候，我里面很受提醒。
But when my children read to me, and then there was one sentence she said, I amazed me.
他说我已经领受了非常多的恩赐，我没有时间哈、去抱怨那些我还没有得着的东西。
And then she said, I have already received so many gifts, so that I have no time to complain those that I have not experienced.
我觉得如果人要是抱怨的，我觉得他是最应该抱怨的。
If people want to complain, she is one should complain.
弟兄姊妹，一个人哈，这一辈子一生都看不见，我觉得这就够抱怨的。
And then she was blind. That will be a reason that she can complain.
我还听不见。
And then also I am deaf.
我还讲不出话来。
And I can't speak.
那么这个真的是一生抱怨不完的。
And then I would complain my whole life.
一个外邦人哈。
A Gentile.
他里面竟然有这样的智慧。
But she has such wisdom.
他在这个他的演讲里面，他是一个感恩的一个人。
In her speech, she is grateful.
弟兄姊妹，今天许许多多神的儿女只知道抱怨那些自己还没有得着的。
But today, many children of God, they only complain what she have not received yet.
忘记天天为已经得着的这浩大的救恩天天的感恩。
And then forget to give thanks to Lord for that we already
have. 你发现那个见证是何等的愁苦呢？弟兄姊妹，一个悔改的罪人哈，他不是在那里抱怨的一个人。
A repentant sinner will not complain.
他是能够让别人起来行走的人。
He will be to let other people stand up and walk.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵呢
？And how precious is this?
神的教会今天在地上是明光照耀的见证。
And then our testimony is like it's like a light in the world.
所以主说哈，你们要这个常常喜乐。
The Lord says, rejoice.
凡事谢恩。
And then give thanks in everything.
不住的祷告。
And then pray without ceasing.
这就是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
That is the will of God to have it for you in Christ.
但你发现哈，神的教会今天好像离着光景很远。
But we discover that God's church has far from.
其实那个难处并不是很多的。
We don't have that many difficulties.
其实那个难处啊，就是从一个悔改的义人成为一个悔改的罪人。
It is the difficulty is to from a repentant righteous man to a repentant sinner.
我们需要每一个人自己哈、啊、到神面前去祷告。
We have to pray before the Lord each of us.
让我们真的看见，我们真的是一个罪人。
Let us to see truly we are a sinner.
主赦免我们以后，我们还是个罪人。
After the Lord forgive us, we still a sinner.
我们蒙了很多恩典，我们有很多的侍奉，我们有很多的摆上，很多的奉献。弟兄姊妹，我们还是个罪人。
We were saved by His grace, that and we have a lot of services, but we still a sinner.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们觉着我们自己成为一个悔改的义人的时候，我们就成为主见证的一个最大的拦阻。
Whenever we think we are a repentant righteous man, then we will be an obstacle of God's testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情我觉着是非常基本的。
I think this is the basic.
好像讲起来都重复了很多遍一样。
I've been repeated many times.
但这件事情确确实实。弟兄姊妹，你仔细思想的话，所有的难处都那个根源都在这些事身上。
Think about it. All the difficulties is sourced from here.
所以求主怜悯，求主让我们在主的面前哈，我们每一个人，你自己真的要到神面前去问一问。
May God have mercy on us. We all need to go before the Lord and ask.
主，我在你眼中。
In your eyes, Lord.
我现在是一个悔改的义人呢。我还是一个悔改的罪人。
Am I a repentant righteous man or a repentant sinner?
我是教会的分量呢，我还是教会的重量呢？
Am I the valuable portion of the Lord or I am the burden?
我们要一起奔走属天的道路。
We have to walk on this pilgrim together.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神的面前一同承担这见证的约柜。
We have to carry.
我们所面临的仇敌是非常狡诈的。
And then the adversary is very trickery.
这个世代是非常邪恶的。
This generation is very crooked.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神的，我们在神的家中，我们需要放下这些的重担。
We have to lay aside all those heavy burdens.
我们的生命需要有这个根本的转变。
And then our life needs this transformation.
愿彼得那天做的见证哈。也成为我们今天的见证。如果我们只会做两船鱼的见证，或者我们只会做舍弃两船鱼的见证，弟兄姊妹，神的教会是没有前途的。但是如果我们今天可以站在这里说，主啊，我是个罪人。
If we stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I am sinful.
我们一同做一个见证，不是我们做了什么。
We testify it is not us to do something.
像保罗说的，不再是我，乃是基督活在我们的里面。
Like what Paul says, it's no longer me, but Christ lives in me.
无论是生是死，只叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
I will manifest the Lord through us, no matter death or life.
我们断不以别的夸口。
We will boast nothing.
只夸我们主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是这样一个见证，
If we have such testimony,
神的教会。无论在什么样的环境底下，是阴间的权柄所控制。
No matter under what circumstance, the Church of God will not be overcome by Hades.
弟兄姊妹，无论有没有传道人。
No matter there is a preacher or not.
无论有什么样的，有没有大的恩赐或小恩赐，这都算不得什么。
No matter we have great gift or small gifts.
主说他要亲自见到他的教会。
But the Lord says He will build up His church.
是阴间的权柄所不能胜过的。
That is the power of the Hades will not overcome.
愿彼得的这几年哈、啊、做的见证，也成为我们每一个人的见证。
May the testimony from Peter.